Let me ask you first, how did you and Dr. Russell meet?
Well, I'm sure that it was angelically designed. I say that with my mind and my heart. I normally, Robert, go around the United States and the Western world on giving talks called Taking Responsibility, because it's my true passion. I want to make sure we've got a great vehicle, which is the medicine, that is the stepping stone so that I can assist through information. And I believe I was giving a talk at the Natural Marketplace, which is a wonderful particular health food store in Marietta, Georgia. Sandy and David, they're basically brother and sister of mine. We've kind of adopted each other. They're very high evolved people. And so I was talking there, and I believe that Dr. Russell came in, and it was wonderful because of the fact that usually I have to wake people up in a sense of speaking. Well, Dr. Russell was already awake, and the idea of having that reflection in the audience and the ability of getting to know her afterwards was one of the joys that occur when we're allowed to do our work. I truly believe that work is love made visible. I'd like to say that over a 10-minute period of time, because it's our ability of being of service for all of life. And when Dr. Russell and I met, I could not only see, but I could feel that she was coming from wisdom. She was coming from her heart. All people have to do is meet her, and they can feel that. And once you know that, you say, gosh, how can we work together? How can we assist each other? Because in a sense, it's a real synergy. My job is to find people that help people. And Dr. Susan Russell helps people. She teaches them, which is the true doctor. And she also assists with modalities and supplements that are as high as I know of as a human being. And the idea of that is it's very, very important because of the fact she's not doing it through the priority of income. She's okay there. She's not using that as the priority. She's accomplished that. And I don't think she's ever had to have that priority. But the idea of making sure that the service for the person allows something that we both consider greatly to occur, and that is this. Whether I'm teaching a doctor or whether Dr. Russell is teaching a doctor or a person, if we can make it so they understand truly how to get their health back by what they have to do, and Dr. Russell does this, and those people do that, because some people don't over a given period of time, it's getting to be more. But those people do that along with the protocols and modalities and supplements and stuff that Dr. Russell can accomplish, which he uses quite well. Now we are going to lose that patient or customer. And we're going to lose them so we no longer have that income, which was not the priority. But what occurs is magic. What occurs is natural law. What occurs is that person now is going to tell their family and their friends and other people, when other people need assistance, to go see Dr. Russell. Because of the fact, here's an individual that uses all of the levels, all of the particular ingredients needed by the human facility, by the energies that are crying out that we need assistance. So anyway, to make that short question into a longer answer, I'm very, very happy to have met Dr. Russell because of the fact, and it's not because of the fact of this recording and just saying it. I'm saying it because I truly mean it. The idea of what we can provide is so important in regard to the world today, and Dr. Russell knows it, and I'm very, very happy. And so I'm a fellow that wants to keep evolving with her in regard to the products that we provide. And it's been a very, very satisfying relationship.
Well, to that point, how does Herbs of Light work with Turning Point and Dr. Russell? What are you doing together and blending the different approaches and services and products that you individually and collectively do together?
Well, that works out as good as I had hoped in regard to many different relationships. Dr. Russell has her own understandings because she understands the elements of life and how they work and the energies that make them work and the medicines that provide those energies. And she will get in touch with me or vice versa, and we'll discuss what her needs are for the people that she's of service with, and we will discuss various applications and various diverse blends of different types of constituents and herbs and applications of those herbs and dosages, and because of the fact that we do have a true whole energetic food, which is a medicine, which is what doctors were told by Hippocrates, we're able to work together to make a real sound, efficacious is the best word I can utilize, medicine that truly works for the particular protocol. In other words, Dr. Russell sees various types of individuals with many different symptoms, many different reflections, and she is constantly, as much as I am, striving to make it so that the ingredients and the tools she has available is very beneficial and directly proportionate with what that particular patient needs. And I come into the picture very happily and very enjoyably with the understanding that, yes, we can provide most of those particular products, herbal products, and make it so that the diverse ingredients and the ratios and the energies, of course, which are there, are for the supplements that she needs for her patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Russell, I know that you've got, I think there's five different blends that you've worked specifically with Dean and Herbs of Light on.
Yes. One of the reasons that I did get in touch with Dean, after meeting him and really understanding that here's a human being who is passionate, but additionally has the wisdom and the education to understand the energies. My training is in multiple energy practices, but a lot of my focus and one of my passions is Chinese medicine. I fell in love with it immediately just from their understanding of how the body operates, functions, and is the reflection of all the energy flowing through it. We have developed together the five seasonal tonics, and that is because in Chinese medicine, they understand not only are you metabolizing the energy of the food, thoughts, and emotions, but you're metabolizing the energy of the environment around you. And that is something that the Western world doesn't quite get yet. So that's why you'll go in China and see people doing Qigong in the streets. They're outdoors with the elements of everything surrounding them, bringing that into their body system so they're not aging their body by using up their own chi, vital life force. They're bringing in this vitality of nature. And that's the gift that we get in working with Dean, because his plants are wildcrafted or biodynamically grown and additionally fed by this living water system. You are getting the life force of a seed who has a desire to exist in the world, who has pushed through ground up to find light, has rooted deeply in earth, bringing in all these nutrients, has reached up for the sun, just all the elements that has survived weather. Bringing that level of energy into the body allows your physiology to become attuned back to this natural function of your immune system, to strive for life, to have an aligned will, to have clear focus, wisdom, perception that allows you to orient and move through life, not in being derailed by disease, but by being in harmony and actually carving out and expressing a life that's filled with creativity, love, and joy. And that's what you get as the secondary gift here in the blends that Dean Martin has put together in his his style with herbs of light. They're called herbs of light because they carry a light that is so powerful. His herbs have a shelf life of 10 years. That is unheard of in the industry. That is unheard of.
Mm.
And so for my clients, I do Qigong every morning privately, but my staff is cross-trained in Qigong as well as some other practices such as Moxa and smudging, so we can help our clients when they leave and are balanced. We actually train them to smudge their area so they go back to a clean energy, not the old energy they came in with on that day. So, and we also escort them out to their cars and we smudge their cars so they go home with new thoughts in their car, not the old thoughts. But anyway, the herbs of life formulas help our clients to stay in balance. And the seasonal blends were put together because people aren't all doing Qigong. They can take these formulas in that season, and it's sort of a way of tuning you to the environment so you can metabolize the environment's energy much better. So we have a spring tonic, a summer tonic, a late summer tonic, a fall tonic, and a winter tonic. The spring tonic focuses on the liver and gallbladder. The summer focuses on the heart, small intestine, your endocrine system, and an energy field called the pericardium or heart protector, and it makes you resilient to emotional blows or shocks to your system that would normally create heartache for you. It's supposed to be strong and allow you to be resilient in relationships. So that's what this formula does. We also have the late summer, which is the stomach and the spleen that balances you. The fall balances the lungs and the large intestine, and the lungs really are about bringing in the life force and allowing you to transform it into breath, which then runs the life force through your body. That is the function and purpose of it. And the large intestine is to discard waste that you no longer need. And then the winter tonic nourishes the kidney and the bladder. And in Chinese medicine, the kidney is the storehouse of your vital life force as well as your inherited energies. And Dean was talking about the formula with the Himalayan salt. In Chinese medicine, what nourishes the kidney is salt. And the reason for that is it holds your yin and yang forces. And yin and yang are sodium and potassium. If we take it out of the yin and yang element and put it into a Western model, it is the pump that drives the body and drives the life force through you. And the driving of the life force allows the blood to move, and that blood then delivers all the nutrients you need. With Dean, we've also put a formula together called Trauma Ease, and it is a formula that helps detox the body, but it also helps detox the brain. It's one of the few formulas that does allow for that to happen. And we discussed the balance, the delicate balance of the pineal gland. And we also have an ingredient in there that Dean's wisdom brought into the picture, because we did want to focus on that when I talked with him, opening up that part of the person. So this formula additionally aligns you and allows your pineal gland to open up to the innate wisdom that you have and increases your intuition at the same time as it's detoxing heavy metals from the body that are precisely blocking that reception and transmission process in the body. Then the other formula is called Digestion Enhance, and this is a blend based on the Chinese philosophy of the yin and yang that supports appropriate digestion in an individual. All of these formulas can be made as a tea and just placed into boiling water, and you could let it cool off too and just drink it, as a cool beverage. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a really hardcore person, you can take it straight.
Now, Dean, if I'm not mistaken, was that a demonstration of the kind of awakeness that you encountered with Dr. Russell when you first met her?
You felt that. Yeah, the synergy is there. She's a very, very high individual with the integrity from the heart. And she basically, from my experience, is using her mind and her intelligence to understand what her wisdom is mentioning to her. And that is a very evolved person. And so when we can find physicians in that realm, then That's a very lucky patient who happens to have that occur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a question for the two of you. In working together and, you know, having an understanding of the shift in awareness and consciousness, the change and the rebalance that's occurring throughout the planet, within the planet itself, the magnetic fields and the activities that are going on there, all the way to the plant and animal kingdom, and particularly as you two focus on working on the body of chi of the individual, what are the challenges that Herbs of Light and Turning Point encounter as you try to bring awareness and understanding and knowledge and education to what your products and services, your understanding, can do for them? What are these challenges that you would typically occur?
I think from our end at Turning Point, many of the clients come in, again, as Dean had mentioned, with the concept that they're turning over their wellness and health to a system, and they really don't understand what they're taking, necessarily why they're taking. They're just told to take it. So often a first visit with a client will include a bag, sometimes a shopping bag, of anywhere from 5 to 20 prescriptions. Because as they're taking one thing, a symptom shows up. And again, as Dean brought out, allopathic medicine has been taught symptom relief. So they will always introduce something else for the next symptom. Whereas the style approach that we're using is, let's understand why the body's having that symptom. In Chinese medicine, we look at excess or deficiencies, hot or cold, those kinds of things. So to get that person to transition into the concept of taking the herb as a temporary lift to the body. In fact, the poetic name for herbs in Chinese medicine is you're temporarily missing original essence. So that's already telling you that the signature of an herb carries what you should already have been carrying from birth. So you're just reawakening that connection, whereas allopathic medicine is giving you a chemistry that's actually foreign to the body, and it's cutting the wires of the signal, as Dean was saying, your body's trying to talk to you through symptoms. Well, symptom relief medicine goes around cutting the wires. That's equivalent to cutting the wires on your dashboard. So often I will say to the client, would you feel comfortable driving a car that would never tell you when it was going to run out of gas or that your engine was about to blow up? You'd be happy thinking you're fine, but all of a sudden you're going to have a disaster. So once they get that click that a symptom is not an enemy, it's not something to hide or mask, that it is a dialogue you're having with your body, then they transition more into that wellness model of being willing to walk through and take this herb, or with me, the acupuncture. Even I'll have people who are resistant, but then after a while I'll say, I need an extra needle today over here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a joy to watch them get more in tune and in touch with themselves. But first you have to get past the original, I would say, cacophony of misinformation they're walking around with.
The filters. And Dean, it sounds like, based on Dr. Russell's approach and the way she's thinking about it, that it seems to be a very natural synergy between her approach to treating and educating the patient and what Herbs of Light is doing as you go about creating the most pure and intense form of the original energy of the herbs.
Yes, it's been a wonderful joint effort and feeling, Robert. I must share that the largest problem I have had in my work is that of patience. In fact, I coined a phrase years ago saying we have to have patience so we don't become one. And the more I think of that, I think how well that is so true. People have been taught to give their responsibility away to people that do not understand how things work. And to get that paradigm shifted back is not only important, but it is the most important thing that we have to do in regard to the human person on this planet. And in doing that, knowing and working with Dr. Russell, and knowing that she does act as a true doctor, which is the teacher, and allow the particular supplements to be used efficaciously with integrity, it's very important. I will say this, that it's kind of like religion, and we've got something like 3,200 religions, and they're all saying, come to us and we'll get you to God, whereas it's been noted recently that the most amount of death on the planet is because of religion. And we have the pharmaceutical expert institutional communities that say, come to us and we'll get your health back. and I don't see anybody getting their health back. I see symptoms being taken care of, which is adding more to the toxic level of the body by what's taking care of the symptom. And that's the second leading cause of death. So when you really start to see what an individual is against in regard to what they have to change, because this is a huge, huge paradigm that, they have to shift. That's why we need people like Dr. Susan Russell, and I've been very, very happy to be able to be one of those ingredients that works with her.
Being able to work together in an energy field, essentially you're both energy practitioners, providing different aspects of your unique talents and skills and understandings to that energy paradigm, to understanding and providing awareness and education to people about that. I would imagine that maintaining, you know, some type of medicinal efficacy, working with people like Dr. Russell, would be not only a challenge, but would be one of the, primary drivers and goals of Herbs of Light.
It's a very, very much of a magnetic and energetic draw, attraction. It makes it so that it's very, very easy to allow myself to understand that this is a, direction and a vehicle that truly works. And in other words, when we're putting our, focus and effort and time together and hopefully being part of the solution, I totally feel that in those moments and working with Dr. Russell, that it's a synergy. It truly works. And so I'm very happy to go in that direction. We only have a certain amount of time, and of course we want to utilize that time as efficaciously as possible, so as well as possible.
Right.
And the one thing that the gift that the Herbs of Light products bring, in addition to the ones that Dean has worked with Turning Point to create, we raise the vibration of the clients that come into our office, and I don't feel in my heart that I could responsibly recommend a product that didn't sustain or advance and support the level of raising that person's vibration. So in other words, to come in and, do acupuncture or some of the energetic work that I do with individuals and then give them a low vibrational supplement, to me would be counterproductive to the goal of wellness. And so the products that Dean creates in his entire line, Herbs of Light, including the coconut oil, which actually oxygenates the cells, brings the body up to this next level so it can actually metabolize the benefit from the treatment and then carry forth at a higher level and lock into this new level of, vibration rather than seesaw back and forth. So that's the other gift. And also we use Dean's alcohol when we do our custom blends for homeopathics for the same reason. I did not want to use a standard alcohol that would have been readily available to me. We had talked about that, and he was gracious enough to be able to make that available to me.
Well, the one thing that I would like to share is we've been somewhat gifted with our inspiration on certain things and certain products and formulas. It's kind of like the Four Thieves viral spray that was used back in the 1600s for the plague, and we have that. I want to make sure the education gets out before anything like that happens, because afterwards there's not enough time and room. Other areas like the MRSA that comes out that is now killing more people than AIDS or HIV as of last year. And we have a product-resistant microbe which takes care of those particular bacteria that are resistant and mutate. So that the pharmaceutical agenda, which was very embarrassed, letting people know that they not only couldn't take care of virus, but they couldn't take care of the bacteria also, which was the staph infection. And now, as you heard Dr. Russell mention before, very eloquently, by the way, my major mission now in regard to products, to true medicine, is this Himalayan crystal salt and water, which the biophysicist in Germany, Peter Ferreira, has mentioned in his book, Water and Salt, The Essence of Life, which just got translated into English, by the way, that the salt within the water, within our systems, as Dr. Russell mentioned, is more important than oxygen. Now, that's one amazing statement, because the flow of the fluid is non-capable without that particular saline. And so now we're getting much more involved with the salt, and it's perfect salt, and it's totally pure. It's the best on the planet. I've been very happy to understand what it is, and it's kind of like the doctor of the or the president of the American Heart Association looked into all of the people with high blood pressure in New York, and they looked at the people on a low, no salt diet versus a group with a using table salt. And Robert, the people on the low and no salt diet had 400% more heart attacks than the people ingesting the table salt. Mm-hmm. And she finally said, I think the government was a bit, along with its institutions, were a bit too quick telling people to get off of salt. Why didn't they just say get on good salt? Mm-hmm. So we're the first company in the world to put salt in a capsule. And I'm very happy about it, and we have enough courage to go out there and mention why we're doing it.
And that's what I like about Dean, because when he knows something, he brings it to the awareness of the public and makes a product available so that there's a tool out there for people to begin to use to create that level of health and wellness in their life.
Perhaps we can get together and have some more discussion and dialogue about these topics. And it sounds like we have a lot to talk about going forward and trying to help not only bring that awareness, but also the education that we've been talking about for the last hour.
Well, I've been very happy to be with you folks today. Dr. Russell is someone I look up to. And Robert, I'm very happy that you're the energy that has allowed this and put this together. And it's always a wonderful moment when things work this way.
That's what we're all seeking for, whether we do it intentionally or unintentionally,
<That's>
right?
And Dean, you are an inspiration in my life as well, but also to the industry, because as you said, you're trying to create that model. And it is my heart's desire that people wake up, not only who are unconscious, but those who have the consciousness of the herbals to now add the dynamic that you bring.
Yeah, it's available, it's here, and it's wonderful to share. Wonderful to share.
Well, Dean, thank you very, very much for your time today and your wisdom, your insight, your stories. You have a very profound reason to be here on this planet and do what you're doing, and it's obviously manifested in your life and Herbs of Light, in your relationship with Dr. Russell, and it's been a very great pleasure of mine to get to meet you and be able to share with you and to hear about this wonderful experience that you are sharing with the rest of the world and what you're doing. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and I appreciate all of you being there.
And thank you, Dean, for taking time.
You,
thank you so much.